Formed in 2005, the XX, or X's, are known today as an English indie pop band. They aren't necessarily the most popular, but they have won a few awards and they've gotten national recognition for their songs. The unique group of Rami Madley Croft, Oliver Sim, and Jamie Smith were left alone in the beginnings. It may not sound like an ideal condition, but this is probably what inspired their odd musical nature. The quiet hums, minimalist touches, and transformations over time definitely reveal their own devices and no one else's. And fun fact, most of the humming in their first album came from the garage they recorded in. Over time, the group gained and lost people, but they never seemed to lose their touch. Most of their songs kept with the same slow, slightly dampened mood, yet so many people listen to their tracks for energy or solace. It's almost like their songs are tailored just to your circumstance. All of their songs can be tied to themes of love, troubles, confusion, and more.
But it could be love, I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on
hold. I am yours now, so now I don't ever have to leave.
I will say that their more current songs definitely have a different feel to them. They're more quick, sort of like songs you would hear at, like, a party. Say Something Loving is one of the newer songs. It is definitely a bit different and not as minimal.
Say something loving, just don't remember the thrill of affection. I just don't remember.
Say something loving.
I need a reminder.
But each artist still sticks to their roots. It's quite easy to see how they stay the same over the years with a quick overlay. Take VCR from their first album and Dangerous from their most recent. It starts with Smith bringing in lower frequencies or repetitive beats, along with Sim on bass. As the song builds, Rami comes in with vocals and guitar, and Sim sings to balance. And yet the two songs are so different in nature. It's almost like their music changes show how their perspectives on the same issues have changed. Initially, it's a pained view, but as time goes on, the sting of life seems to fade. It's a view on humanity. Their songs have been incorporated into so many different medias. I'd like to think this is because of the perspectives mentioned earlier. It's just so easy to use and relate to. It's even been used by other big hit artists like Rihanna, who revamped their song intro from their first album into her own version, Drunk on Love. The two different songs are so alike, yet still changed, and can be blended seamlessly. In this instance, the song intro is used for angst. The juxtaposition of their low, sad tones with Rihanna's high frustration make the message quite clear. But the X's touch doesn't stop with music. Movie directors seem to use it religiously for a time. Take main character and alien teenager John Smith from the 2011 film I Am Number 4.
What are you doing up?
I have to go to school.
No way, too risky.
Number 3 was completely off the grid and the mobs got him.
I'm gonna be safer if I blend in.
I promise I'll keep a low profile.
Look, even if I let you, and I'm not.
Desperate to fit in with his environment for his own safety, director DJ Caruso uses the song Shelter to convey better his hiding struggle as John walks through and defends a student from bullies.
Oh, mommy's coming.
Hey, are you okay?
Yo, Nudu!
See, its soft, instrumental nature makes it obvious his emotions. Mild sadness, confusion, but also a sense of relief. The theme of relief is used in two other movies, too. The X's song Together is used in the rolling credits of Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby to create closure and peace. The other is, it's kind of a funny story, and this movie circles around a perfectionist child, Craig. He manages to get by from a young age with his art, and his calm creativity is shown in the same song Rihanna used earlier, Intro.
Why not?
Because, honey, you're 5 years old.
That's no excuse. Mozart composed 3 major symphonies by the time he was 5.
Actually, Craig, it was 4.
I have an idea. Instead of trying to trace maps of Manhattan, why don't you just make up your own maps of imaginary places.
All of these utilizations are fantastic pieces of work, but where do the influence for all these tracks come from? It's quite the blend. Anything from soul to dance to classic rock, pop, rap, and more. The group loves it all. It's really easy to see how great the X's have been from the start. After all, their music is incredibly influential and versatile, and their themes are adaptable. I guess it's fair to say that these particular exes are your friends in any time of life. This has been Katie Piedra for WHJE. Thanks for listening in. For insights like this and more, go to whje.com.